WPGU 107.1, streaming live at WPGU.com.
That was Say It Ain't So by Weezer. We decided to play that song because it is featured on a new playlist on the website. Mm-hmm. The playlist is called Songs You Didn't Realize You Missed, and it was created by Abby. It's a great, like, throwback sort of, yeah, like, playlist. Like, and then also Emma just reviewed the new Black album by Weezer, which I have no plans on listening to that album. I read her review, and that was all I needed.
I did not know that they came out with a Black album. Just going to be real. But I don't keep up with Weezer, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Maddie.
And this is Writer's Block. This is the show where me and Maddie mix up our names.
Yep.
First. I always have to like think about it for a second.
I try to really emphasize the D.
Yeah.
Like Maddie.
Maggie is my name. I could go on and on. Anyways, Writer's Block is the show where we talk about everything on the WPGU website. So if you aren't there yet, you should go to WPGU.com and you will find playlists, concert reviews, album reviews, and the Canopy Club concert series. A lot of good shows come through the Canopy Club, and you can find it all on our website, and you can find where to get tickets, as well as listen to us on air.
Yep.
We have a live stream, and we have a tab, so if you miss us one time, you can go back and listen. So.
Yep. A bunch of our archive shows are on there. Yeah. So, and this episode will be up
soon enough.
Soon.
Yeah. Soon, with air quotes. So anyways, on Writer's Block, we also talk about new music and new music news, which is what we'll do today.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now, because Cage the Elephant just came out with a new song.
Yeah.
They came out with another song, what was it, like Ready to Start or like...
I don't know, but
something
I liked
like
it.
That. Yeah, a while ago, and then they came out with another song this weekend called House of Glass, and we actually have that song for you.
Yeah.
So here's the song House of Glass by Cage the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1.
WPGU 107.1.
And
Champaign's alternative. WPGU 107.1.
Drifter, drifter.
That was Sleep Drifter by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I love them.
One of our favorites here at Writer's Block. Yeah. Because they're a great band and they've got a great name.
And they're just interesting.
Yeah, they're...
just a lot of weird stuff going on.
If you've listened to Writer's Block before, you've probably already heard us say this, but they're a band that's quantity over quality.
Yeah.
But they still come out with a bunch of really cool tunes. So, mm-hmm. Like Sleep Drifter, that was actually the first song I ever heard by them because you added them to a playlist.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play them because, you know, we love them. But also because they are coming out with a new album mm-hmm. soon and they're going on tour. And both of those things were announced recently, so I wanted to mention those.
I'm excited for their... I know that they put on good, like, live shows because they are so crazy, but I'm also excited for this album because last year they released so many albums that it was kind of like beating a dead horse.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot to take in from them, but now they've taken kind of a break, a long break for them, let's say.
Yeah.
Even though it's really not that long.
It's been like... 5 months, yeah, but
whatever.
Whatever.
So I'm excited to see what they did in their time off, in air quotes. Off in air quotes.
I'm excited. I like the single Psy Boogie, I think is the single that they dropped a little while ago.
It's the first one that came out.
If they're heading down this like synthesizers electronic thing, I am all for this. We're gonna be talking about my favorite band LCD Sound System later in the show, and they use a lot of synthesizers. But anyway, wanted to play King Gizzard for that reason. And then I also want to talk about Beach House really quickly because they are also going on tour. They just announced a bunch of North American tour dates for their album 7 that came out last year, but they're touring this year, like continuing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll get to see them. That would be kind of cool. But I've been listening to their album Devotion a lot. It's one of their older albums. I think it was their second album to come out. It's very like highly reviewed online, but I just never gotten around to listening to it until this past weekend.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Those are my thoughts. It was just what I was telling Maggie. It was one of those albums that just like hit me at the right time. Like I was in the right mood, in the right place. And like I just completely dissolved into this album. I was like, this is beautiful. This is a great album.
Yeah.
And I actually have a song off of that album coming up for you guys. I have the song All the Years by Beach House that's going to play after a short break. So thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1.
Contemporary circus collective Les Sept Doigts de Lamont is coming to Crannert Center for the Performing Arts from Montreal to perform Réversible, a breathtaking cirque-style piece that deeply reflects on how past generations influence us today. Witness these artists combine theater, circus, dance, music, and acrobatics on Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th. For tickets and more information, visit CrannertCenter.com or call 217-333-6280.
Find us on Facebook.com/WPGU1071.
Bye.
That was Cell by Calpurnia. That's the band with...
Finn Wolfhard.
Yes, from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a new song by them, and I wanted to play it because it's a new song by a band that we like.
I like that band. Well, I should back up. I like Stranger Things because a lot of those people that are in the show are like just musically talented. It's kind of cool how they cross over.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Maddie.
And this is Writer's Block. This is the show where we talk about everything on the WPGU website. So go visit WPGU.com. You're bound to find a lot of good music and a lot of good things to read. So you won't be bored. And you can also find Writer's Block on the website now. You can find all of our old episodes, or I guess some of our old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch up if you missed.
Yeah.
And otherwise, we also talk about new music and new music news, which you have heard us do already.
And we're going to keep doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to continue that trend.
So up next, we have the album Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 1. it's the new album by the band Foals. Part 2, if you're wondering, is going to be coming out later this year, this fall. We've played a lot of their singles off of this album, because they've been releasing a lot for a while. So I checked out the album on Friday when it dropped. You know, I like the singles. Mm-hmm. I didn't really care for most of the album. I just felt like it was kind of repetitive. And I don't know, I'm not like a huge Foles fan or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll like part two more. Who knows? But there was one song off of the album that immediately caught my attention. It's the song In Degrees. And it sounds like an LCD Sound System song, which is my favorite band. I'm going to play it for you next. But when you listen to it, if you know LCD Sound System, I think you're going to have the same thought as me. I literally double checked to make sure that James Murphy, who's the front man for that, for LCD Sound System, didn't help produce or like do anything with the album, because the song just sounds like it could be on an LCD Sound System album. But anyway, I have that song up for you guys. So here's In Degrees by Foles. Thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1.
Thank you.
Contemporary Circus Collective, Les Sept Doigts de Lamont, is coming to Crannert Center for the Performing Arts from Montreal to perform Réversible, a breathtaking cirque-style piece that deeply reflects on how past generations influence us today. Witness these artists combine theater, circus, dance, music, and acrobatics on Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th. For tickets and more information, visit crannertcenter.com or call 217-333-6280.
Oh, hi. My name is Sprinkles, and I live with my owner at Burnham 310. He's not here right now. He's working out at the newly renovated fitness center. We love living here because not only is this the only pet-friendly high-rise in town, but there's a grocery store and park only steps away. Even better is their new social lounge and coffee bar. Check them out online at burnham310.com. I can't. I don't have thumbs.
Are you looking for yesterday's hottest hits?
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious...
Do you want to hang out with most random guys on radio?
I can't guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
Tune into Flashback. Monday through Friday from 12 to 1 p.m.
Only on WPGU.
WPGU 107.1.
Clocks, old stubborn heads, we are the answer to why they never had a chance. It was not so long ago that the world was mostly slow. The age of iron, steam, and speed turned a stroke to a stampede. But we've come to increase time in between ticks. And there's romance in the slow dances, cause they're fertile and hush. Futile and haste, these are your nerves. This is how they taste.
Well, I can't count how many times I've been outdone by nihilism. Join the mods that splits an open heart into a schism. I cower at the thought of other people's expectations, and yet still hand over mine to them.
And these are the ruins we left behind. You can't take pictures of them. If what they say is true, then you become what you chew. If it decays, spit it out. Affectation is a drought that you wait through when you hate everything that you do. You wanna live outside the group and find, but it's there like a flower blooming in your ears. Open up your mouth, pollinate your peers. Nothing reminds the mind of power like the cheap odor of plastic. Leaking fumes, we crave, consume the rut. It feels fantastic, like power turns to mold. Like a junkie going cold, I need the fix of a little tenderness.
That was Tenderness by Parquet Courts. I think
Parquet
I said that.
Courts. You said it right.
Yay, I finally did it. It's off their album Wide Awake! Exclamation point, that came out last year, I think. But I wanted to play them for the show because they are going to be at Pitchfork Music Festival. Yeah. Woohoo, this summer. The lineup came out last week. The entire lineup at once, which actually,
I wasn't expecting.
Neither was I.
They sent it to me and I was like, is this real? Because they usually like do some big teaser.
Yeah, one of our mutual friends actually texted me and she was like, the lineup's out. And I was like, the headliners or the entire thing? And she said the entire lineup. So
yeah.
Last year, for reference, they announced the headliners and then they had someone paint a wall of the lineup and they live streamed it. So
yeah.
You literally had to watch the paint dry.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, they did, I think, just the headliners again, and then I think they might have also painted again. I don't know. But they typically do headliners and then lineup. This year they just did the entire lineup. And now we have our thoughts on it.
Yeah.
So the headliners are, for Friday, we have Haim.
I say Haim.
Okay. Saturday is the Isley Brothers on their 60th anniversary celebration, and then Sunday is Robin. And there are a lot of other names on the lineup that are more appealing to me than the headliners.
That's what I was about to say. That I like, this is kind of sad, but I don't really know two of the three that you just mentioned. Headliners.
Haim, I've listened to like a decent amount of their stuff. Like their first album, I actually gave a pretty listen through. Isley Brothers, never heard of. And then Robin, I have heard of, but just never got around to her album, Honey, that came out last year.
Oh, wait, I have heard of Robin.
Yeah,
I haven't listened
to her stuff. So, I don't know. The headliners aren't really, like, headliner material for me. Like, I don't know. I could see Robin or Haim being on their lineup, just not the headliners.
I think Haim is good because I know they've played Lollapalooza before and they're usually near like the top of the list. So I'm not surprised that they're headlining. Like, yeah. But I also think that they're more Lollapalooza material at this point.
Yeah. But I don't know. They just aren't like big enough names to me to be headliners. Like, just for reference, in the past we've had Tame Impala, Fleet Foxes, LCD Sound System, Solange, like those are big names.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Besides that, I'm actually fairly happy with the lineup. Some of the other people that are going to be there are Earl Sweatshirt, who was supposed to be there last year.
Yeah.
But he's going to be there this year, hopefully. Low, Soccer Mommy, Great Tooth, Rico Nasty, Belle and Sebastian, which my dad is jealous about, Stereolab, Kurt Vile, who we saw, Parquet Courts, who we played earlier, Amber Mark, Chai, which is actually this, like, I think they're Japanese, like, all-girl, like, punk rock group.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
which Pitchfork wrote, like, an article about them a while ago, and I read it, and I was like, they would be a cool group. And then when their name popped up on the lineup, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see them. And then also Charlie XCX, Whitney, Claro, Snail Mail, JPEG Mafia, who is actually here for Pitchfork. Or not.
Pygmalion
this year. Yeah, so they're all going to be there, which I am excited to see all of them. Go ahead.
I think this is kind of off topic, but Pygmalion here in Champaign, that music festival that we have, always brings in really good artists, and then they always end up going to Pitchfork, and then sometimes you see them go on to Lollapalooza. Like, it's pretty cool that people like that come through Champaign, so we have interesting things going on.
Pygmalion always does a really nice job with their lineups.
Yeah.
Like the one from this year I really liked, the year before I also really liked, and then looking at past ones, I'm always like, shoot, I could have seen so-and-so. Like, I couldn't have, but in my head I could have. But anyway, there are our thoughts on the Pitchfork lineup. I'm still going to go. I'm going to get my 3-day pass. I'm excited. I always have fun at the music festival.
It is always fun.
I think it'll be a good time. But anyway, we have a song by Grape Tooth because they're going to be at Pitchfork, and they are actually signed with Polyvinyl Record Label, which is a local record label here in Champaign. I thought I'd give a little shout out to them. But anyway, we have the song Blood by Great Tooth. Thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1. That was Blood by Grapetooth. We played them because they're going to be at Pitchfork.
Yeah.
And we just talked about that. And they are a
Polyvinyl
band. So.
Yeah.
Which is a local record label here mm-hmm. in Champaign. So.
You can actually find, they're like random, they're not random. I don't know what to say, how to say this. But there are like stores on, like in Champaign and like little coffee shops and bakeries and stuff that sell Polyvinyl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyls, whatever. So it's kind of cool to find those places. And I
yeah.
found a couple, and it's just a fun surprise. But yeah, anyways, that's all we have for you today on Writer's Block. I'm sorry.
Wah-wah. I knew you were going
to
do that.
I always do that, and I don't mean it to be like my thing, but I think it's becoming
your thing.
Oh, man. Wah-wah. Anyway, so that's all we have for you, but you can tune in on Thursday. We'll be back at 7 o'clock. We're here every Tuesdays and Thursdays. From 7 to 8. But thanks for listening. Whether it's new or old, we review it all. Stay tuned because Can I Kick It is up next, and you never want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for tuning in to Writer's Block here on WPGU 107.1.
Yeah, and until Writer's Block comes on, we have the song Lithium by Nirvana. So again, thanks for listening to Writer's Block here at WPGU 107.1.
I'm so happy, 'cause today